Hi, welcome back to another episode of Chasing Tone. I'm Max.
I'm Travis.
And I'm Max.
You remember that time I got you for real the
you
one
did,
time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, you're not Max.
Funny. Hashtag funny. F-U-N-K-N-E-E.
All right, let's get to the point funny. Here, guys.
Let's get to the point. Oh, yeah. You don't like my hashtags.
I do like your hashtags.
No, you don't.
Yeah, because what's funny is like on our Instagram pages, then there's like all these messed up hashtags for you guys.
I know. Yeah. That's awesome. I'm still working on hashtag come on.
It's going.
C-O-M-O-N. Come on.
But since I'm like basically the editor here, I can't stand a hashtag that all the letters run together in lowercase.
That's so how they do.
I know. So I'll still capitalize like you're supposed to. Don't judge me.
Hey. Come on. Come on. Hashtag come on. Funny. I still like funny. F-U-N-K-N-E. But I'm looking at this paper and the topic's not on there, so it's on my phone.
But it makes you look important.
But it does make me look important, like when Max was... But Larry on the face page, this isn't so much tone-related as it is guitar-related.
That's all right. Larry Budding.
Yeah, what are the pros and cons of playing like your guitar heroes? Who first?
Not me. Nose goes.
Nose goes? All right, good. I want this one. I'm all over it. Okay, here's the thing. Playing like your guitar heroes is inevitable.
Sure.
There's two ways to look at it. One, pick an obscure hero. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or the problem is that's like eating something and somebody says, well, what's it taste like? If it's something completely unique, you can't describe it.
Right.
What are you going to say? You know, it's... Try tastes some. Like licorice. It tastes like chicken. You know what I mean? It's like you have to have a frame of reference. So if a guy sounds Hendrix-y or like Stevie Ray Vaughan or, you know, right. And let's face it.
But sure, you always describe people based on guitar heroes.
And guitar heroes that you are familiar with.
Right.
Or the person that you think they may be familiar with. Mm-hmm. So from that aspect, they have to be there. It's inevitable. You're always going to play like your heroes to somebody. Somebody's going to hear that. Like, for instance, somebody will hear somebody play. Like, I'll hear somebody say, how many times have you gone up to a guitar player and be like, man, you must listen to a lot of fill in the blank? You know what I mean? Like, for instance, if I watched you, I'd say, man, you must listen to a lot of Brad Paisley.
I can see that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And sure. If I listen
or you do, or you could say, boy, you play a lot of Brent Mason type things really badly.
But or Mags,
like, oh, that's the same on Brad Paisley. That's not what I mean. I mean, I try to get those guys.
I know what you
licks
mean.
And I fail miserably.
No, I don't think anybody took it that way, except for everybody that wants to get offended.
That'll happen.
Like I always say, if I offend you, I forgive you. But like if I heard you play Max, I'd be like, oh, you can tell this dude loves him some John Mayer.
Sure.
That doesn't mean you play exactly like him. It doesn't mean that you strive to have all his tone, all his licks.
Speak for yourself.
But but it's
and the pink Jackson.
Yeah. And
I got,
now the
I
pink,
got a pink strat.
You do have a pink strat.
I had it before him though. So
yeah.
You need the pointy headstock with the Floyd Rose. Sorry, dude.
She gave me one. I'll play for a gig.
What's that?
Give me one. I'll play one for a gig.
Yeah. But that's my take on it. So that's the pros. Obviously, the cons are you get pigeonholed.
Sure.
You know, there's some great guys out there that, you know, sound really, really, really close to Steve Ray Vaughan. That real mid-rangey, crank a super reverb up as far as it can go, play heavy strings, then a E7 sharp 9 chord with a riff after it. Then you sound like Steve Ray Vaughan, you know? And
right.
If you're under 40 and white and play the blues, you're Steve Ray Vaughan. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, that's the way it is. And the same thing with rock music. I mean, if you finger tap, how many people, you're Eddie Van Halen, but how many people finger tap? Everybody.
Right.
You know, so it's a frame of reference thing.
Especially in country.
Yeah. Finger tapping. But you're right. If you play the chicken picking style and you're good at it, you play like Brent Mason.
I could see that.
You see what I mean? That's to people.
To people, yeah.
You know, it's like...
So yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to like me being a guy that's really into, not necessarily like country music, quote unquote, but like great country guitar stuff. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, to me, it's way more, there's way more thinking involved instead of a pentatonic rock scale.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And nothing against that. It's just, I like
That's your jam.
That's my thing, man.
That's your jam.
I like seeing where they take it. But
jam. Hashtag that's your jam.
And I just lost my point. I was trying to go for. I'm trying to remember what it was now. I've got ad. My problem is I've got ad.
You do.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so liking that sort of thing, I think that it would be hard to not try to
emulate it.
Emulate that in some way. Because that's my frame of reference.
Right. That,
the Paisley stuff,
And I think a lot of people take offense to it, to where I pride myself on it. You know, like, I go through stages where I get real deep into certain guitar players, and I can remember twice, and I'm not, this is going to sound boastful, because I'm nowhere near the players these guys are. I've just learned a couple licks from them that I worked into my vocabulary. Mm-hmm. But it was just coincidence. I'll never forget, I'd been listening to a ton of Robin Ford. And I sat down with my guitar and I learned some licks and, you know, whatnot. And then at a gig, this guy came up to me and goes, "Man, you sound like you listen to a lot of Robin Ford." Hmm. So to me, it was like, hell yeah. You know, it's like it's been paying off. And then I had another time, a guy came up to me and said, "Man, you really like Eric Johnson, don't you?" And I was thinking to myself, there's no way you got that out of that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'd been listening to a lot of it, and I dissected a couple of his licks and tried to work them in. Mm-hmm. So to me, I take it as a compliment. You know,
I know, like Townsend, you know, Steve Townsend.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever, like, you hear him play stuff, mm-hmm. he has such an Eddie feel.
Yeah.
That it's just, I mean, like, he plays country licks like Eddie Van Halen would play a country lick.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just kind of a cool thing because he is focused so much to learn the Van Halen stuff.
Yeah. And here's the thing.
It's a part of him now.
And this is how, I'm not saying I'll wrap it up for all of you, but I'll wrap it up for me. I definitely believe that you are a product of the sum of your influences.
Mm-hmm.
However large your influence base is however big that sum is. You know what I mean? So if you listen to nothing but Stevie Ray Vaughan and Texas Blues, that's what you're going to sound like.
Yeah.
If you listen to Eric Johnson, Scott Henderson, Robin Ford, who are all pretty, I'm going to get eaten alive for this, but are all pretty much blues guitar players.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
To some extent.
Yeah, you know, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, you're going to sound blues, but you're going to have maybe a little more depth or something. I don't know. But that's how I wrap that up. You guys got anything else on that?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Man, what do you think, Max?
Well, I've already said what I think.
He did. He talked about, he played a pink strap for.
Oh, that's right, John Mayer.
John Mayer.
John Mayer.
John Mayer.
Oscar Mayer.
I don't know what to say to that. But here's a funny
every
one.
Time I hear the, like, never mind. Totally off topic. Never mind.
Yeah. Do it. It's the theme of the show.
Not this show.
Not this show. We're on topic.
Yeah, that's up to you. Do you want to do it or no?
You're the boss.
It's okay. Stupid. I mean,
do it.
Say that's,
I like it.
That's
but you're Brian, so it'll be cool because you're the pedal genius.
No.
If it was me or Max, we'd get slammed.
I just got slammed on Facebook like 3 minutes ago by Sunrising Sun. Sunrising Soon or whatever, because he doesn't like pedals and pedals suck, and that's why he's on our Facebook page.
Troll!
I don't get it, but whatever. Okay. I don't... Once again, what did you ask me?
If you wanted to go on your off-topic thing.
And you said,
oh, yeah, Oscar Mayer.
Oscar Mayer.
Yeah, whenever John Mayer first came out, I thought it was Mayer. And for some reason, it always reminded me of Oscar Mayer. That's why I called him Oscar Mayer when he first came out. And people thought it was stupid.
I've always wondered.
Kind of like that's a stupid thing.
I always wanted to drive the Wienermobile. That's on my bucket list, actually. I never will get to do it.
My favorite thing about Max is he has a bucket list, but absolutely no desire to fulfill it.
No, most of the stuff is so stupid. Be like, if I could just do one of those 30 things.
I think we should get a car. I would love the business to be a point where we could buy a car that was shaped and painted like a pedal with wheels.
It's called a Ford Edge.
Yeah, more like a boss pedal though.
Exactly,
it's like a boss pedal.
Yeah,
or the Scion Extra Boxy, the XBs.
I don't get that. That's stupid. No, it's totally like that. You're right.
It's actually like a toaster. So I saw one painted like a toaster.
Oh, that's fantastic. Cool. That's so. Another question here on the Celica phone is somebody said, "What's a polite way to deal with another player that is too loud.
I'll take this one. Dude, turn it down. You're killing my ears.
Yeah. That, I mean, unfortunately, if somebody is loud enough to where you need to tell them they're too loud, chances are they have the personality in which subtlety is not going to be effective. Right?
Yeah, I've definitely played with that guy before. And
sorry.
I mean...
I'll turn down.
No, you're right. Because I was 20 at the time or whatever. And so you turn up. And then he turns up. Then you turn up.
Then the drummer gets louder. Right.
And then the bar owner's like, turn it down or you guys are out of here.
Yeah. It's not good. Somebody here was interested in Brad Paisley's rig a little further. I don't know if you want to address that. How in depth you want to go about that.
But I can, yeah. Brad is a tweaker.
I'm going to sit back and let you go on it.
Brad is like, you know how you got guys who are artists and like their drug of choice, and you know, they're cokeheads or they're whatever, you know, Brad's drug of choice.
Unsweetened tea
from McDonald's in a large cut glass. Brad's drug of choice is gear. I mean, he's honestly one of those guys who will change things every day. I mean, a guy that at that level, it's very common for when they sound check for them to not be there during sound check. Right. Someone else will play their guitar, the band will do their sound check, and the artist is off doing interviews or whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Brad absolutely insists on, I'm going to go there and we're going to jam. So like when I was there concert a few days ago, they played Clapton. That was their sound check. And he didn't say, let's play Clapton. He just started playing Clapton, and the band is so tight,
yeah,
they all played Clapton together.
With the time that we went, when Max didn't go, remember that, Max? But
well, to be honest, my wife didn't go either. So.
But no, Max wasn't even working here then, so I can't really make that slam. But they did Hot for Teacher.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
that was their sound check.
Yeah,
That was the first night they did it.
Yep.
He still does it.
He does a little part of it, and he's working in there. Yep.
So he can get the.
And he does it his style too. I mean, it's not. Yeah. It's,
I want it bad, I'm hot for teacher.
That bad. I mean, he kind of chicken picks it. So, I mean, like, you know how you regular play it.
Yeah.
He like chicken picks it a little bit. So it's not. You know what I mean?
Because it's been there
for
20 years.
So, but I mean, you know, he had a. He changed stuff all the time. So, like, he had a Zen Drive on there last night.
Oh, nice.
Or not last night, the other night. He had a Dumbloid on there. Dumbloid is a Tube Screamer clone.
Okay.
If I recall right, I think that's what it is. I think Freestomp Boxes reversed it and ended up being like a Tube Screamer thing. Had Paisley Drive on there, obviously. He had one whole tray of nothing but dirt, actually. A bunch of different dirts.
Is he still using the Plextortion?
He wasn't last night.
Okay. No. And I know he uses like the Aquaplus is like a big thing on his board all the time.
He has the original Weihujo, not the repros.
I had a couple things with me. He grabbed a dual fusion off me.
Did he?
I'm looking for the picture right now. On my telephone.
On your cell phone.
Yep. Where'd it go?
Look it up.
I always want to do this thing, like, can we get that on the screen? Then like we throw it up. Since Brad
you mean like throw it up on the screen?
Oh, yeah. He was using this actually threw me for a loop, big loop.
An effects loop?
No, he's using the MXR Super Badass Distortion.
Yeah, the gold, is that the gold one?
Silver.
Gold, silver, that's what I said.
So he had that on there. One? Had a Green Rhino. He had our Underdog on there. TS9 of course.
What's the red one?
That's the Dumbloid.
Oh, okay. I have seen that. Yes, yeah, because it's got those knobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, we'll have to throw a picture like online. That. Yeah, we'll have to throw a picture up on the YouTube.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And then Gary, his side man, he uses a ton of our stuff.
You can't really call him a side man, though.
It's about right hand. I mean, Gary's
been with him since... At that point, he's a bandmate.
He's not like the side guy who's just there for a gig.
Right.
Brad has a band. They play on the album.
That's exactly what I was getting ready to that restore. Is, he yeah. plays on. They play on every album.
And I was talking to him about that yesterday, the other day, and that is
his jam.
He insists. He's like, I am not recording without my band.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know,
I mean, their drummer's stupid good.
Oh my gosh,
I could probably take him in arm wrestling.
You've seen his arms.
Kind of a shameless plug. I'm gonna brag here. Humble brag, as Gary V calls it. I slipped Gary V in there.
Sure.
Anyways, so I'm sitting on the bus, right?
Mm-hmm.
and sit next to Ben Caesar, who's the drummer.
Okay.
And he's freaking killer drummer, right?
Yeah.
And he's huge too. But so he's like, and we're watching, I don't know, we're watching, hell, I think we're watching, watching Marty Stewart show on
okay.
TV, you know, because it's like real old country.
Right.
You know? And he's just practicing. And like the stuff he was doing, practicing on his lap,
yeah.
I was just like, oh my gosh, dude. I mean, just like, usually, you know, you hear drummers doing stuff. He's like,
yeah.
And I was like,
yeah, he's geez. Into it.
I mean, he's just super accurate, super quick, super, I mean, just.
He's a pro, man.
Jeez. I know this isn't chasing drum tone, but.
It is now.
It was awesome.
Chasing topic.
It was awesome.
People. But, okay, now here's something I want to tackle.
And so we're done talking about Brad Paisley?
Oh, were you? I'm sorry.
I talk about this all day long.
Well, I mean, the main thing
kidding,
is,
I'm kidding. No, go ahead.
The main thing is I want to say one thing, though. The one thing I want to say is...
I'm going to take a picture of you guys.
Okay, take a picture. The one thing that I do want to call attention to that no one ever talks about. Matter of fact, people don't even believe me till I show them photographic evidence.
You aren't?
Brad Paisley uses a Marshall.
Oh yeah,
hell yeah, he does. That, I believe it's a old JMP, but it's in a what do they?
Is
call
it that or a Bluesbreaker?
It's not a Bluesbreaker.
It's not.
It's later than a Bluesbreaker.
Yes.
It's, throw that up on the screen.
It's the 1987 X Circuit.
It's that one.
Let me see it real quick. I'll tell you what it is. Yeah, it basically it's a 1987 circuit in a combo form.
Okay.
So it's a JMP.
Sure.
But it's post 74.
Okay.
But it's got the real small cabinet. But anyways, it's a great amp, and everybody just thinks, oh, he uses Dr. Z's. And,
no, he's got twelve heads there.
Yeah, you know?
And there's Z-Rex, Train Rex. There's a bunch of boxes.
Hashtag
a
couple, dummy cabs.
There's a, but they're not dummy cabs. And he's got a couple different Z 210s or 212s. I forget. Mm. He's got an AC-30.
But he's got a Marshall.
He's got a Marshall. I mean, literally, like on stage behind him. I was front row center, so I was hearing the direct rough, sound.
You posted videos where it was like that's his guitar amp.
Yeah, it was just the direct sound blasting me in the face.
Do you think he even has any guitar in the in-ears?
Does he? In fact, it's mostly guitar in the in-ears.
Well, really? Because it's so loud.
Because I was asking, I was talking to those guys. I guess he really didn't have a whole lot of like fiddle or any other instrumentation.
Huh.
But he's got the basis, you know, he's got bass, drums, probably a little bit of guitar in there, but for the most part, I mean, because he does a lot of walking around.
Yeah.
So he's got to hear himself wherever he's at in there.
Yeah, you know that's a good point. Me too. I do a lot of walking around on my VFW stages.
Do you?
No.
So you can hear yourself.
Yeah.
I like to play wireless on the VFW. That way, you know, if I get... have to pee during a song, I can go pee.
You can just do it up.
Yeah.
We got a few minutes left. Let's... Okay, I'm going to go there, we're running long. Better long than short. sure. I don't get it. Is that a Guitar Cable joke reference?
Yeah, Guitar Cable
joke. It's teenage humor.
Okay.
That's what we get.
How about a Wampler Custom Shop? I've been saying this forever.
Yep.
You going to do it?
Custom shop what? Amp?
No custom shop. Just a Wampler custom shop.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, to a point, like if someone said, can you build me a pedal that sounds like this specific amp from this era?
Well, no.
It's possible, but you're going to have to pay me a lot of time to breadboard.
But what I'm saying
prototype.
Is can we get this in a custom color or, you know?
Yeah, we can do some of that stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
There yep.
I don't think we're set up to do it yet. But
not yet, but working on it. Okay. I mean, I thought even about doing graphics.
Yeah.
Which that's a little bit harder because it requires some more setup time for one pedal.
Yeah.
It's a little expensive.
You know what we should do? Yeah. We should give me a grab bag of resistors, one bag of resistors, one bag of caps,
mm-hmm.
and then one bag of diodes, whatever. And then we'll look at the layout and it has 27 resistors. I'll just pick 27 random ones out
and just put them in there
just
and see what it sounds like.
And we'll see what it sounds like. We'll charge double.
That's a good idea.
Just hashtag rip off. Hashtag come on.
We got to goop the circuit.
But we'll goop it so you never know. But we'll tell you it's the only one like that. So you'll just automatically assume it's
like
crazy.
I could
actually put a circuit in there that acts like real small surface mount between layers of the PCB board.
Okay.
Actually worked.
Okay.
And then you could put fake parts through hole that weren't touching anything, that did nothing. And then sure we'll let people reverse that son of a gun.
Yeah, and make six of them trim pots.
I can solder one for somebody that doesn't work.
I haven't seen your solder skills for a while.
It's actually, they've actually improved quite a bit.
Have they? Because right. Your solder skills used to be, hey, Travis, can you solder this for me? Yeah.
Well, I went from using a really pointy tip to a chisel tip, and mm-hmm. that improved my game way.
There you go.
Really?
You know, I'm better with a chisel tip too, but to me, the size of the solder is, I mean, that's the huge. Biggest thing. I mean, if you're using, and nothing against Radio Shack, except for they're going out of business.
Yeah, yeah.
But never mind. But if you're using the big, you know, core solder or whatever, and you're trying
like
to solder,
plumbing solder.
Yeah, and there's stuff too that's like, you know, still small, but not as good as the real, real small stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, if think about it, if you're going to a small spot, use small solder, you know, and right. So there's a tip if you guys are DIYers or beginning DIYers.
Use very, very small, the smallest solder you can find.
Yeah, for that project.
And if it's legal in your country, use something with lead.
Yeah.
It melts easier. It's
and then
easier
huff
to blow.
It.
Then huff it. Actually, yeah.
Never mind.
Now, leaded solder, I mean, that actually is easier to work with, but I don't recommend it at all as a
it's
official
a health
stance.
Risk.
Yeah. Banned in California.
Yeah, banned in California. But not weed. So if you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, leave them on YouTube.
Or call Travis's cell phone now.
555-1212. But anyway, I wish I knew Max's phone number offhand. I think it starts with a 5, but after that,
we should flash it up on the screen.
I don't.
We should flash just like one number. Like one number
it
each
starts
week.
Starts with a 5, right?
Kind of, sure.
Does it not?
I can't tell you.
Because they'll never, because they'll definitely, then the cat's out of the bag for the other 9 numbers. Yeah. Anyway, leave us a review on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Check out Max's blog. Man, I checked it out last night even, believe it or not. I was reading some stuffs on there. Is it just wampapedals.com/blog?
Yep.
Okay, cool. ChasingTonePodcast.com, iTunes, right?
Right, iTunes, Instagram,
face page.
Look it up on YouTube.
Hashtag, come on.
Snapchat, Yik Yak.
What's
Yik Yak? You don't know what Yik Yak is?
Hootsuite.
I know what a Yik Yak is.
Ellos, whatever it's called.
Yeah. AOL.com.
Check us out on MySpace.
Ask Jeeves about us.
Ask Jeeves. All right. For Max and Brian, I'm Travis. Thank you guys so much for listening.